You're hearing Horse Lords now behind me. Andrew Bernstein on saxophone. I have Andrew on the phone. Are you there, Andrew?
Hello.
How are you doing? Where are you right now?
We are driving south from Seattle on the road to Portland, Oregon.
Where are you playing in Portland?
Playing at Mississippi Studios.
Nice. I've never been there. I hear good things, though.
Yeah, me too. I mean, same boat.
We just heard a little bit of Interventions. I was hoping you could talk about those sort of inner chapters. The new album seems very live to me, especially those inner chapters, inner movements, almost as if like each song seems to kind of bleed into each other. Can you touch on the recording process maybe of this record?
Sure. Well, I guess like those, like the Interventions, like I say, they group them into Encounters and Interventions. So those like sort of series of tracks on the record sort of groups together for the digital and CD release. Just because the Encounters are so short. They're sort of like field recordings, and they were sort of an outgrowth of our live performances. It's something we started doing in our shows. Sort of, we all have our own music practices doing solo music, and we want to sort of incorporate that and sort of lead that into the Horse Lords live set and the idea of sort of stringing pieces together.
How is that writing process? You said that a lot of those intervention parts came from the live setup, but you also mentioned that you all play music separately. How does that come into the Horse Lords?
When we do it live, that stuff is more on the improvised side of things. And when we get together to actually write, you know, Horse Lords composition, it's more a sort of predetermined, somebody will come with an idea or rhythmic idea or something, and we'll build things around that. It's more of a collaborative process. And then bringing it together is sort of the fun part of, I don't know, making music together collaboratively, but also sort of letting voice sort of shine out in their own moment.
Yeah, definitely get that. The music as itself seems very methodical, kind of. But then, like, each individual part feels kind of, you know, disparate, almost like each sort of section is kind of locked in, like when you hear the whole group. And it's crucial that everyone's together, but each part seems like it's sort of pulling away from each other. How'd you guys meet? It seems like such niche music, but it comes together so fluidly. Like, did you guys grow up together, or how'd that happen?
Well, a couple of us went to college together, and then we met Max, the bass and electronics player, and Sam, the drum set player, just from playing music in Baltimore and being involved in underground and experimental music scene.
Nice. Yeah, you mentioned Baltimore. It's funny about Baltimore. All the bands that I can kind of think of from that place, notably like Future Islands and Ammo Collective, and Beach House, and people like that, they all seem to approach sort of almost classic styles, you know, things that have done before, but all in like innovative ways. And I put you guys in that same category, playing, in my ears, it sounds like contemporary sort of minimalist music, Lamont Young, Terry Riley, Steve Reich, but as like a four-piece rock band. It's so interesting to me. Can you touch on the music scene in Baltimore? What's happening over there that's making musicians approach music like this?
You know, it's hard to say exactly. I mean, I feel like it's not a especially big city, and there's a lot of sort of cross-pollination between musicians doing different things, avant-garde and experimental music and rock music, and everybody's sort of, to an extent, knows each other, and people making sort of more straight ahead have a lot of friends that know a lot of musicians playing experimental music, and people are aware of different sensibilities.
Definitely. I like that idea of being aware of different sensibilities and different labels or genres or styles. And that seems especially prevalent in your music. So much so that I'm curious how this mixture of almost like krautrock and Afrobeat and the minimalist contemporary classical, if you will, how did that mixture get concocted? Was that like a conscious choice from the beginning, or do you guys just all like so many styles of music that it just sort of happened through jamming or whatever?
Maybe more the latter. Like, we all listen to lots of different kinds of music. We've never really thought much about genre, like what kind of genre our band is.
Your music has been described, self-proclaimed, I guess, as being played in primarily in intonation. And to me, that just sounds like correct pitch or like the right notes. Can you touch on what intonation means?
Yeah, it's a tuning system more derived from the overtone theory. Good way to talk about it is sort of what it's not, sort of like as opposed to equal temperament, like the tuning that you would find on a piano. Or on most pianos or on a normal guitar, where, you know, the distance from one interval to another interval is always the same. Like, there's full steps and half steps. And in Just Dance Nation, all of the intervals are different sizes. Like, the distance between a C and a D is different from the distance between a D and an E, for instance.
Probably gets you to chord progressions and certain melodies that you don't hear very often, or at least the listener doesn't hear very often. Did you guys study music?
A couple of us did, yeah. And we're sort of, you know, lifelong students of music, and we have varying degrees of formal studies.
Andrew Bernstein, good luck out there, and be careful driving.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye. Andrew Bernstein there of Horse Lords. Let's hear some Horse Lords. It's going to be bonkers.